One of the greatest scriptures in all the Bible that relates to education is Psalm 1. We don't think of it as an education scripture, but it says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly." What kind of counsel are your children receiving in the government schools? Is it godly counsel? Is it based in the fear of the Lord? Is it proclaiming Jesus as Lord over all of creation, including math and science and history? No, of course not. The education they're getting in the government schools is ungodly counsel. The scripture says you're blessed if you avoid that. And it says, blessed is the man who does not stand in the way of sinners. Well, when your children are in that environment, and they're walking the halls, and they're in the locker rooms, they're hearing about all the music and the movies of the world, and the sensuality and sin of the world, all the temptations that are there, that's the way of sinners. And we're instructed to avoid that. And then finally, do not sit in the seat of the scornful or the mocker. Children in these schools develop an attitude of resentment toward authority, towards parents, towards teachers, and that is something that we're told to avoid. So if we had nothing else in the Bible except the first couple verses of Psalm 1, I think it tells us definitively that government schools are out. They're not an option for Christians. But here's the antithesis of that. But it says, but his delight, the student's delight, is to be on the law of the Lord, and on that law he is to meditate both day and night. You can't have a student meditating on God's law both day and night if they're in a government school. It just can't happen.